The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. My name is Justin McElroy, and I've brought the two of you here because I have some big news.
Hit What's me that? With your rhythm stick.
I am going to be a mother.
Justin.
God, so many emotions running through my mind and my heart right now. I'm flabbergasted. I'm shocked.
I would say the overwhelming emotion I'm feeling is confusion. Is confusion an emotion?
I have a lot of that, but it's overridden slightly by excitement.
That is true.
I mainly am bringing this up. I waited till today. Obviously, I just want you guys to treat me super special today.
Mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm.
Really super duper special.
How far along are you?
Four or five, I feel like.
Which trimester is that?
I think it's one of them, definitely. One of the top, mm-hmm. One of the big ones that everybody really likes to have it.
Have you been practicing, you know?
Pilates?
Spreading it?
Kegels?
Spreading it.
A lot of Kegels.
Kegels, you don't.
A lot of Kegels.
You don't, here's the secret. You don't want to do Kegels. You do not want it. No? You do not want it tight down there. You want it limber.
You want it loose. You want to do anti-Kegels.
You want to be loosey.
You know, I had an anti-Kegel once.
You know, I had a spaceship powered by anti-Kegels.
Really?
Yeah, it was the logistical improbability of them was enough to make the ship go. Listen, guys, the main thing for me is that you just treat me really nice. And even if on the off chance I never bring up being a mother again,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Can't imagine that happening.
Now, Justin, what would you say to your haters that might accuse you of just trying to capitalize on the Mother's Day attention?
Gosh, that is so like the younger generation, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You know, the kids, they're just all plugged in, and I'm really, part of being a mom that you have to understand, Travis,
mm-hmm.
I suspect, is that when the younger generation doesn't where there was one set of footprints in the sand is where mm-hmm. I carried
okay.
them.
So there's, it's all jealousy, right? Like, that Time article on millennials, like it touches on that point a lot, how this generation of human beings doesn't have the male uterus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They can't carry, men can't carry a human being to term in this particular generation.
That's right.
I do not know why. It's like children of men. It's exactly literally like children of men. Oh my God. What if they did a sequel to that movie and they did a mashup with that, with Junior? With the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he gets pregnant.
That's how I'm a mom. I meant to tell you also, I have Junior disease.
You saw the movie
or whatever it was.
It's got Junior disease.
I have Junior disease that makes a baby grow in you. I got Junior. I got secondhand Junior for watching
my laser.
I was watching my laser disc of Junior, and I caught secondhand Junior. And now I'm a male mom. I'm manther, if you will.
Is that like a panther?
I won't.
It's like a panther. Well, if my cubs are in danger, it is.
Mm-hmm.
My Watch babies.
Out. You are going to be
my single baby.
So
maybe two babies.
Oh, I'm a single baby.
Justin, is it disheartening, though, because you've lost so much weight this year that you're just going to put on?
Just putting it right back on, that baby fat. Well, mm-hmm. It's important. It's, you know, I won't mind it. Knowing that my baby is just reaching up with his fat little fetus hand and grabbing globules of that fat and eating it for nourishment, uh-huh. I won't feel so bad about it. I want him to have a good food supply.
That is how it works. It's like a boll weevil in a watermelon. Just emptying it out. It's like James. It's basically a James and the Giant Peach scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to make a name recommendation, please. Baby fat.
Okay. It's a little
baby
on the nose.
Fat.
You're
baby
saying
fat
the,
McElroy.
You're saying the thing that it is to you biologically speaking. In a biological mm-hmm. context, that baby is nothing but an extra 8 pounds that you have mm-hmm. to that you have to transport for a while.
I think it fits.
So make sure the two of you. Did you introduce yourselves? I mean, obviously,
it's not our special. It's not our special day. You know what I mean.
I would prefer you to not introduce yourselves if that's perfect.
That's fine. Yeah, it's your. It's okay.
We can
your
give you that for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's do. I do want to help other people though, and that's really what being a mom's all about for me is just, gosh, just never stopping.
It's like being being pecked to death by ducks, right?
It's like mm-hmm. being pecked to death by ducks. How do I respond to complainers? I often find myself at the receiving end of some sort of rant. People recounting bad customer service experiences, ways their friends have slighted them, and so on. What's the best way to react? Complaining is a pet peeve of mine, but I don't want to be rude. Do I agree with them? Stay neutral. I try to be noncommittal and let them vent, but I'm worried my annoyance shows through. What should I do? That's from Complained Out in Carnation. It's a nice name for a town, Carnation.
It is nice.
It is nice.
Too bad everything sucks there, apparently.
Carnation, yeah. The negativity capital of the world.
Yeah, apparently everybody's grumped.
I'm right there with this person. They're not. Oh God, nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit about the poor service you received, unless it's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's sort of my MO. Is I seriously never complain unless I can like tie some sort of entertainment. Like, I want people to hear about how hard my life is, but I know that I don't want to put upon them the boring-ass stuff that people have done to slight me. So I'll work a goof in there or two. You know what I mean?
Even if you have to make one up.
Because also I find, especially when it comes to, like, customer service things and stuff, someone's going to be like, and it took, like, 10 minutes to get it done. Like, all I'm sitting there thinking is, well, maybe it was a really complicated thing, or they were really busy, and you're just whining for no reason. Like, there's always a certain amount of, like, perspective on it that makes the person seem just like a whiner.
You should tell them, you should make them watch This Is Water, this video I watched.
Oh, or any number of Netflix documentaries. How about Dear Zachary? Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. They served me my coffee, and it was lukewarm when it got to the table. Oh, man. Well, at least your dad's alive.
You should keep a series of pictures in your pocket at all times of, like, the Chilean miners emerging or, like, that lady they saved from the rubble of the Bangladesh factory. After being buried alive for 14 days or what have you, just slow, as their story continues, just slowly start edging it up over the lip of the table. Just slow until
You can do a little fun little thing where you pretend that it is the Chilean miners emerging from the abyss below and be like, yes. Oh, and you can do like a fun voice. You can mm-hmm. do like a fun voice like, oh, you had to wait at the DMV for how long? We waited in the underground frigid caverns, which is like a DMV, I guess.
Did you have to eat your underwear at any point? Was that part of your... No? Okay. All right. We're the tiny Chilean miners that live under this table, and we're here to tell you that you need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah, there's no... You don't think any complainers listen to our podcast, do you?
No.
Better not. Well, no, I know for a fact some do. Anytime the goofs get a little dry.
And the goofs
sometimes
fall
flat. We might get an email from a Chilean miner.
We go to the old goof well sometimes. There ain't nothing but dust in there. And man, do we ever hear about it.
Well,
it's
we
like
need to
being
start...
a farmer and people saying that you got spots in your tomatoes when you go to the market. Like, I know, it's been a dry season. It's been a dry
We need to start replying to those tweets, pictures of the Chilean miners.
From now on, if you complain about our show, that's what you get. You get a JPEG, a low-res JPEG of the Chilean miners.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's...
It could always... They would have loved that entertainment. Even the bad episodes, mm-hmm. they would love it. They'd be so... They would conquer the language barrier. I think they would connect with something.
Well, they could listen to the Spanish language version of her.
The guy that does Travis's voice is out of control.
I know.
Dos hamburguesas, por favor.
That's Travis because he's eating two hamburgers. See, it's a
necesito un bocadillo. I need a big sandwich.
Exactly. All of these things are things that Travis has said today, and it's 10:14 in the morning. Travis has eaten two hamburgers and a giant sandwich, and it's 10:14 in the morning.
Yo soy Alphonse. Ay.
That is.
It's one of the few sentences I know.
One of Travis's classic catchphrases. I am
Fonz. That's not even the Fonz's classic catchphrase.
He often would just go places and state for a fact that he was the Fonz.
Hello, yes, I am the Fonz.
Hey.
Let me just bump this soda machine real quick. Oh, hurt my elbow.
That's how.
I would love to watch an episode where Fonz was ineffectual.
Yeah, he's actually at a table, trying to get a table at Arnold's, and he just has to loudly announce, "I am the Fonz."
Do you guys want to
drop a? Can I drop a truth bomb on you guys real quick? Something I was thinking about.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, yeah. So welcome to Travis's Pondering Corner.
Oh God, is it going to be entertaining at all, or am I just going? Is this something I'm just going to have to edit out of the show?
I think so.
Okay.
So
if you hear 40 seconds of silence, folks, you know what happened.
As I was going through the emails last night, we got an email from Robin, and Robin made an excellent point that we have a tendency to use phrases like man up or nut up or, you know, something along those lines.
I don't think I say nut up ever.
I don't think I've ever said nut up.
What about sack up?
No, these are all things I don't think I'd say.
Grow a dick?
Grow a dick?
Grow a
dick is something I've never heard, let alone said.
So the phrase,
I do
man
think
up,
it's kind of funny.
Okay. I don't like these phrases anymore. And so now I was thinking about it, and I came up with a phrase that I would like to enter into the lexicon to start using.
Okay.
Power up.
Power up?
Yeah. Power so when up, someone's that... like, I want to ask a girl out, but I'm too nervous, you say, power up and do it.
What about Can we say genitals? Power up. How about genitals up? Or just...
Jenny up.
Jin's up. Jin's up, everybody. What's wrong?
What about Jenny up? I like Jenny up because that says no matter what your genitals are, just find them. Mm-hmm. Just find the power of your vagina or penis.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny up.
I kind of like Jenny up.
Jenny up, everybody. All right, that's in it now. Let's get it on some shirts.
Let's T-shirt it. Tweet it. Facebook it.
But I'm afraid to
Our
Facebook
Deedles
it.
Campaign did not catch on.
Because I edited it out completely. I edited every utterance of Deedles from the last episode completely out of the show.
I'm just going to keep saying
free the Deedles from the Disney Vault campaign. You edited it out?
Yeah, and I'm going to get it this time too.
You did. No, it's way better if you leave it in this time.
Okay, I'll leave it in this time.
Let people think about what might have been.
To let people know that the fucking Dead Sea Scrolls of episode 151, buried in a cave somewhere where we talk about the hit Disney film Meet the Deedles.
Free the Deedles.
Free the Deedles.
Hashtag the Deedles.
Good comedy. Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Please. Anything.
This Yahoo was sent in by Drew Davenport. It's by Yahoo Answers user Nick, who asks, my mom took my swag. How do I steal it back? Yeah, like a month ago, my mom caught me chiefing a cig. She then took all my snapbacks and proceeded to tell me that she took my swag. At first, it seemed a little stupid, but now I no longer feel the urge to smoke cigs or wear Bulls snapbacks. How do I steal the swag back?
What? Hold on.
A snapback is a type of hat with a basketball logo on it.
Thank you.
Image searched it.
Thank
and
you
what
very
is
much.
Chiefing a cig?
That is when you smoke a cigarette, but with your butt. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I assume it's smoking.
It's just a
cool thing that we don't know about because we're old now.
Okay. So
you've never heard of like having a chief? Having a chief? Oh, I'm gonna step outside of this bar and just have a chief.
No.
Have a long chief or a chuff.
Can I get a chief off your cigarette, friend? No.
You can have no chiefs.
Have a chief.
So
off
his
your
mom
vape?
Is like his mom is like mentalisting him, right?
I don't even know. I don't
Nobody
know where
he has ever watched The Mentalist.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, you guys. Lots of people have watched The Mentalist. Me, 40-year-old women, lots of people.
So, can you explain what you mean, though?
Mentalisting is when the mentalist says a word or a phrase, and you're like, whatever. But then it creeps in your consciousness, and like 2 days later, you call him back, and you're like, yeah, I'm ready to tell you everything you need
that's
to know about
Inception.
The important case.
That's Inception. Call it Inception. That's a way bigger blockbuster smash. Oh, Inception. God.
Don't go around Inception. Fucking... Inception happens in dreams, you guys. Mentalisting happens in real life.
Did you guys see that Christopher Nolan movie? It came out a few years ago because I saw it in Chicago. That was like 2011. It was called Mentalisters. It was called Mentalisters, and it was about people who mentalisted each other by going into their psyches
tired.
And inventing.
I'm just tired of Travis trying to gerund every CBS series.
I know.
He tried to do. He tried to get Survivoring going forever. That didn't work out. He tried to get NCIS Los Angeles-ing going. That did not work out. I'm just sick of it.
Criminal I want you guys thing. To know that I've actually just mentalisted you, and like 2 weeks from now, someone will say something like, "Oh, like mentalisting."
Oh no,
Travis, yeah. You are not the origin of nearly as many zeitgeists as you think you are.
maybe I am.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, we're gonna realize that Travis is the origin of every zeitgeist.
Two possible scenarios. For this situation, either the mom took his swag away to punish him, or because she's trying to rekindle the flame of her youth, trying to fucking throw on some snapbacks and chief a few puffers.
I see.
So mom wants swag for a day.
Mom wants swag.
She just wants to feel.
Oh my God! Special. The new ABC Family hit movie. Swag for a day.
Sorry, Patricia Heaton.
I was going to say Patricia Heaton. How did you know?
Because I mentalisted you.
Oh, God damn it. Damn it. You the middling us. yeah, it's Patricia Heaton. She takes her son Sigs, takes his bull's cap, throws it on, goes to the mall, smokes in the mall. Security guard's like, you can't smoke in a mall. She's like, I can. I gave birth. And then, because I'm a mother. And then he's like, I think I love you. And then they fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prequel to The Middle.
We also, on this program, I'm trying desperately to picture this scenario, this movie, mainly so I can remember it later and write it down and sell it. But we, on this show, have proven ourselves incapable of distinguishing Patricia Heaton from the mom on Home Improvement. We have, on many occasions, used these two women interchangeably. Who is the mom on Home Improvement?
Patricia Chiefin.
Patricia Chiefin, the evil twin of Patricia Heaton.
Or the good twin. I've heard some negative things about Patricia Heaton.
Patricia Richardson.
Okay. See, these are not the same women, even though every other sign would point to them being the same person.
Well, one is a complete neocon psychopath.
Mm-hmm. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Which that one?
Would, Patricia Heaton, I would say, is not a friend to the gay community.
You're kidding me.
I just saw her yesterday. She seemed so nice.
But Griffin, everybody loves gay men. Oh my God, did you guys know that the BBC ordered an Everybody Loves Raymond remake?
Everyone cares deeply for Raymond. So.
Let's get back to the heart of the matter. By the way, this question was posted in etiquette. Which I guess
it's
it was...
the proper, polite way of asking my mom for my swag back.
I don't think you can... I don't think the hat doesn't make the swag. I think we all know that, right?
No.
No, it helps.
It does help. It is a swag
modifier.
But the
swag has to bloom from within.
Right. The swag starts in your heart when you accept Jesus Christ into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you accept his love and forgiveness for all your dirt.
You've got a swag-filled hole that only Jesus can fill.
Right. So you
Jesus is the ultimate swag.
You look at, like, 2 Chainz, Pharrell. Feral. Have you heard this rapper, Feral? He has a sample on the Daft Punk track, and it's just him. Mm-hmm. It's just him eating a deer.
We're up all night to eat garbage. We're up all night to bite babies. We're up all night to foam at the mouth.
We can't pay Daft Punk any more royalties for that song, unfortunately.
Yeah. Next question. Here we go. At in my... Oof, ooh. Man, if this was a Mother's Day, you guys would give me such a hard time for messing that that read up. Here, I'm gonna try again. At my college, there is a girl I really like. I met her once at the beginning of the semester, but didn't get her name, and recently saw her in the library and approached her. Besides coming off a bit strong, I really like her. We got on well, and I asked her if we could have coffee sometime, to which she agreed. She then added me on Facebook. When I checked out her profile, though, it said she was interested in women, not men. Should I trust this and give up advances of romance, or ask her out and hope for the best? That's from Confused Facebooker in Bandura.
We are, I don't know, guys, about this one.
We are so unqualified. We are on perhaps the thinnest ice of our career on this one. I'm
willing to skate on it and just plunge right through.
Well, yeah, because...
Can I just... This feels like a stumper to me. This feels like
I'm worried that we may say something accidentally that will make this episode palatable only to Patricia Heaton, if that makes sense.
No, I mean, like, I don't... I honestly... I feel like I've reached the event horizon of my ability to put myself into a situation. There are just so many... twists and turns on this one. I don't know.
Let's start with the with sort of some of the codified parameters of this question. Mm-hmm. Let's start with some of the heuristics. For instance, on Facebook, it says she's interested in women, but for what? You know, for friendship, for companionship, because that is a possibility to check mark on Facebook, but probably not.
Probably not at all.
Probably not that at all.
Okay. I'm going to say this, and because this is a zone of friendship and safety, as all internet is.
No, we are in the fucking danger zone right now.
This is our fucking Kobayashi Maru, Travis.
What ruined this was about, like, 6 or 8 years ago, this really stupid trend of people claiming they were married to their best friends.
You're saying that this person put that as their Facebook status a goof and then forgot to change it.
No. I'm saying that it muddied the water and made people unable to trust what they see on Facebook.
Okay.
Because there was this seed planted 8 years ago of like, well, people joke around on Facebook all the time.
So okay, I do know what Travis is saying. I don't know that that's particularly helpful.
No, I don't think so either. But I'm saying that's what allows someone to see that interested in women and go, yeah, but maybe not. Like, it's a crazy thing to think, but that's why.
Well, but I mean, you're right, Travis. Like, I recently had to update my Facebook page to remove some likes that I put on there in like 2004. I had to manually delete some Rotten Tomatoes Facebook reviews I had written about hit films like Garden State, where I had to talk about how meaningful it was to me. I had to manually delete my review of The Time Machine, the hit film The Time Machine, the remake. Mm-hmm. So yes, Travis, I feel you. I do feel you. But I think that most people have made the switch. Most people have made the jump.
I'm sure that
most people's info is probably pretty accurate. Now, let's say this though. Maybe you should adjust your expectations. You should definitely adjust your expectations. That doesn't mean you can't hang out with this person.
Yeah.
Obviously. Hang out with them. See what happens. No, don't see what happens. don't see what happens. Just hang out with them. Because you like them.
Just hang out with them and use your, like, just use your heart and try to keep your head on a swivel and see if you could assess your situation. I feel like, because my impulse was to tell this person that they should ask. Like, just bring it up and have a conversation about it, but like literally that's a real do as I say, not as I do moment, because I would not have that conversation if I was not equipped with a jetpack.
If you didn't have one of those things that they use for special effects on action movies that rip you back.
I need a guy just at any moment to like, oh, he's out, he's out, he's out. Pull them out.
You need some kind of like communicator device to say, I need an extraction, mm-hmm. and then wing, you're gone.
Yeah, I basically need the team from Armageddon to like lower me in.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just, I mean, I would give this, regardless of the sexual orientation or gender of anybody in this situation, I would say don't go into it thinking like, tonight's the night. It's finally gonna happen for me, sexually speaking. Just go into it saying, I'm gonna have a good time with this person. I'm gonna meet mm-hmm. somebody, I'm gonna get to know people. Maybe we'll
just end up being best friends.
Maybe we'll end up being best friends. Maybe that Facebook status is false. And maybe it'll be more than that. But I don't know. I would be uncomfortable canceling any plans based on that, because then you're being a real heatin'.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta ginny up, and you gotta just have a frank conversation with this person.
I agree. And it doesn't have to be frank, like walk in the room, go, poof, so what's the deal?
Yeah.
You can just, it can come up in conversation as you're talking about, you know, that getting to know you stuff, you know, like, you know, so you seeing anybody, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, let it just kind of come up.
I don't think so you seeing anybody is a great question to ask on a date.
Not in the first 10. Well, okay. Oh, you're right. Because if it's a date, if she thinks it's a date.
If you think it's a, do you see what I'm saying right now? Like, I think the only way that this person, like, I think actually the only approach to this is to pretend you never saw it and just try to live your life.
But we can use this. This can be actionable advice for everybody else. If you are dating, if you're going on a date with somebody, you're interested in somebody, don't fucking Facebook them.
Yeah.
Don't fucking Facebook them, because it's cheating. Your grandpa didn't have to do that, and he fell in love. He fell in love in wartime.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think that it's sort of like you lose a lot of the mystery, I think, or like a lot of the interesting, like there's a lot, I think you lose a lot of the mystique of someone if you can crawl back through their last 6 years of existence and see every, you know, everything they've done and every party they've been to and every person they know. And
it also cheapens those moments where you find out you like the same movie or listen to the same band. If you already know it going in and then she mentions it, you're like, yeah. Like, it seems to take a little bit of the bam out of the firework.
A little bit of the bam out of the firework.
Which is not a saying.
It is now. Because you've...
It is now. You just meant to listen.
Bam out of the firework. Ginny up. This is our most trademarkable episode yet.
We got a whole toy line coming out based on this one.
Mm-hmm. Not Ginny up, though. On. Hard to toy not that one.
Hard to toy that.
Hard to toy it. Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Please.
I'm curious to see if this Yahoo will take off. It was sent in by William Braun. Thanks, William. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Ghost Dad starring Bill Cosby, who asks...
It's a very good name.
Do people in the Pokemon universe eat Pokemon? Pokemon seem to be the only animals around in the world created by the show and games. Do the humans who live there eat Pokemon? Considering that they can all be caught and trained, they obviously have some sort of intelligence. So would eating them be in violation of some sort of ethical code? The only way around this, I suppose, would be if everyone was a vegetarian, but I don't see much evidence to support either side. What do you think?
Definitely.
Ooh.
Tricky conundrum. It's hard to catch them all if you keep fucking... getting high on your own supply, so to speak.
I feel like... Okay, so... practically speaking, in the world of Pokemon... the battling and competition of Pokemon... is a huge business. I mean, it's like the most important thing in their world, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's on TV. It's on TV. The highest thing you can...
world celebrities.
The highest status you can hope to achieve is to be the you know, the master. You know what I mean? Like, the victor.
I ask this because it seems like they would be too expensive to eat. Like, anytime you eat one, it's like eating a show pony.
I guess, but the supply and demand is off there because you can just fucking walk in the grass and then there you go.
Yeah, well, like sure. Nobody's eating like Mew, but people are probably eating Pidgey left and right.
You're saying there's a hierarchy of edible Pokemon, and you're saying near the bottom of that is a Pidgey, is a Magikarp, and then...
what's the mouse one?
Rattata.
Ritata. But, he's probably in there.
Oh, I could go for a ritata frittata right now. It would be so good.
Yum, yum.
Definitely.
But you're saying...
Everybody's probably eating Slowpoke. They're probably eating Snorlax, because they're like herd animals.
Sure. Snorlax is not. Snorlax is actually fairly rare. But I understand what you're saying.
God, I ate my Snorlax. Oh, no.
What if you just wander up to the campfire and you see someone guiltily eating a Snorlax and then you tell them, like, no, he was, like, really valuable.
There's only, like, two of those in this whole game. But at the same time, though, you got to keep in mind, there's only one Mewtwo you can catch, right? I bet he is fucking delectable because of the rarity of it.
That's the thing. Only the super rich can afford to eat Mewtwo.
Now, that's a tricky one, because he can speak English, according to the first movie.
Okay, that gets weird.
Oh, no.
He speaks the king's English, so, like, that would be uncomfortable. Unless you only ate just a little bit.
Well, maybe you could do, like, one leg at a time.
Yeah, precisely.
And then you could still have the Pokemon.
That would be an interesting twist, because, like, I've reviewed pretty much every game that has ever come out for that series. And, you know, it's a little stale. It needs something to shake up the franchise. What if you get your starter Pokemon and you just eat it instantly? Right in front of them.
Right in front of them.
Which one do I want? Which one do I want? I'll take the grass type. Let me get a little ranch. Can I have another one? Nope. Ah, shit. Game over. End of the game.
If your list of Pokemon gets full and you want to catch another one, you have to eat it. There's mm-hmm. no storing it. You store it in your belly. And you convert it to calorie energy.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just like a pop-up, like, you've eaten it. Like, you have to actively do it.
There's a certain combination of buttons.
And if you press the buttons wrong, it goes from, like, a smooth, easy mercy killing to, like, a botched, really horrible experiment.
Exactly. I think there needs to be some recognition of the food chain, of survival in the fittest. Because let's be honest, if you're out in the environment, you've got all your Pokemon are knocked out. Except for one, and you fight like a fucking alligator, and he mm-hmm. kills your last Pokemon, you're not just going to fall asleep and wake up in a Pokemon Center. You'll be killed. You'll be devoured.
Oh, let me throw out this twist. I hope you're listening, Pokemon game developers.
They are.
If you want to evolve your Pokemon, you have to make them eat another Pokemon of the same type.
Oh, that's good.
That's so good. If your Pokemon loses, you are force-fed the Pokemon. Like you
by your opponent.
By your opponent, the opponent gets a fork and just starts jamming bites of that beaten Pokemon into your mouth. There is some guy right now at home jerking off. Thinking like, I never thought that anyone would tickle my pleasure center with Pokemon eating... descriptions, but like the finally,
best part is he's very confused as to why he's doing it. Like, I didn't know this was my thing until now. Oh no!
Oh man, so many good ideas. So many ideas to capitalize on.
Just break your walls. Like, try something new.
What about a game where there is no evolution, and it's all intelligent design? You know what I mean? Like, if you want your Charmander. To evolve into Charmeleon, you don't have to just get him to level 16 and then hope for the best. You say a little prayer. Say, I wish my guy was a little bigger. And then based on, like, your devotion rating, maybe he'll come through for you. Maybe you won't.
You have to sacrifice another Pokemon on an altar to prove your devotion to benevolent Pokemon God?
I don't think we have to go quite so Old Testament. I think that one would be hard to get past the ESRB. But
no, your Pokemon just has to believe... in Jesus.
Exactly. You have to immerse them in the cleansing waters, which may be difficult if it's a fire type.
The Jesus of this world, I feel like, would come down and just say, stop eating Pokemon. That was not the plan. You messed it up.
They are actually supposed to be the dominant species, you guys.
Right. You fucked up. That's why some of them are dragons made of fire.
They're supposed to wipe you people out.
I gave them all superpowers. Like, you've got nothing. Why are you eating them?
That's the Pokemon game I want, when finally that fucking race war is ignited.
Oh,
and it's just Pokemon.
The shortest race war in the history of mankind. I'll tell you what I've seen a lot of in the Pokemon games, and that is monsters capable of murdering each other with incredible psychic abilities. Something I've never seen in a Pokemon game is a gun. So I think that, I think it would last. I think we could handle some of the smaller ones, but boy howdy, would we be in the tall grass, which is where you don't want to be, specifically in the Pokemon universe.
Let's go to the money zone.
My brother Chumby and his fiance Laurel.
You have another. And we have another brother.
No, this is. I'm a character. I'm playing a character.
Oh, okay.
Okay, could you do a character voice?
Okay.
Hi, it's me, Robin. Oh, this message is from my brother Chumby and his fiance Laurel. Okay. Happy birthday and futureversary. I'm glad you could have May birthdays and are planning your upcoming wedding for the same month in 2014. It makes it really easy to claim one present for all three events. I could have given you $100, but I spent it on this message instead. Suckers. Love, Rob.
You are now going to talk like that for the remainder of the episode.
It hurts our ears.
Yep. I also like how it drifted in and out of an accent.
That's her. She's traveled a lot. So
Robin is very continental.
Here's another message from Johan Sterner and Kajsa Lunde. Oh, man. Or Johan Sterner or...
Johan. I think we got to go with
Johan Sterner and Kajsa Lunde. Or, man, fuck it. It's for Frederick Olson. These are not Americans. These are non-American names.
Melting
pot. You don't know that.
I hate to heat out on you guys, but these are not good red-blooded Americans. Maybe they are.
Okay.
Happy birthday to our best friend Frederick Olson. We know you like attention on your birthday, so we figure there's no better way than to get the brothers to say your name one more time. We hope to share at least 25 more years of weird discussions, too much vodka, and laughing way too loud in just the wrong places. Love, K-Dog and Johan. P.S. W.H. What do you guys think?
I think that there's probably more sentence there.
Oh, okay.
P.S. What?
P.S. How do you say our names?
That's why we have character limits, people.
Yeah.
You gotta tighten up. Happy birthday to Frederick, and happy birthday to Chumby, and future anniversary to Laurel. We hope you all have a very special day.
You know how I guarantee that I have a very special day? Do you know how I guarantee that?
How do you do it?
I get it super wet.
What is it in this context?
My chins.
I have big news for you guys on the Extreme Restraints front. ExtremeRestraints.com is, of course, your adult superstore where you can get everything under the sun that you're going to put in your bum. And that's a new tagline I'm working on. They sent me a box.
Oh, man.
A sampler box.
I saw the JPEG.
Oh, man. There was a big penis. Just this big. And I don't mean a big penis. I mean, like make you doubt yourself giant. Like,
yeah.
Maybe somewhere out there there's a person with this equipment. But it is a giant penis.
Uh-huh.
There was also...
Fake, right? It wasn't... It wasn't like some sort of kidnapping warning.
It wasn't a threat.
What's
it wasn't
in,
a message.
What's in the box?
We kidnapped a tan elephant.
You think that's what Brad Pitt was thinking instead of like, well, at least it's not a giant dick. It's just punch his head.
Why did they send you a giant hog?
That wasn't the only thing in there. There was some lube.
Oh, good.
There was three rings for dicks.
So there's one for each of us. Like,
yeah, well, I will not be divvying those up.
I want to be heart.
There was a little seemed to be a personal massager, and a ring with spikes on it. That I'm not even trying to get into that biz.
That's for self-defense.
And then there was what looked like basically like a plastic Q-tip with a D on the end of it. that I think is supposed to go where the pee-pee comes out. That's not happening either.
Are the rings for your dong, for your wiener? I can't say what they actually, that word makes me uncomfortable to say.
For your cock. Sure.
Thank you. Are they adjustable in case you need it really big or really small? One of those two. Either really big or really small. Like, if I bought one, would I have to... Is sizing...
Are they sized?
So they're fairly sturdy silicone, and you're supposed to get your balls and penis inside them.
Oh, okay.
Again, size, them. Like, because... I don't want to give myself away, but I either need it very big or very small.
There were three different sizes, so I think that they could support the normal range of genital girth.
Okay.
I would say. Okay. Whatever that is.
Okay. So
typical, not normal. Typical.
Go visit extremerestraints.com. Go view their wares. If you use the coupon code Swordfish, I think is where we left it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you can save 20% on your order, which is a shit ton of money.
I found out James Medina from Extreme Strengths explained to me how it gets hacked.
How?
It's not from people using it or tweeting about it. It's from people Google searching because they can't remember Extreme Restraints coupon code.
Mm.
And that's how it comes up. So people, write down Swordfish on a post-it, stick it to your monitor. Don't Google search it, you fools.
Well, you told them the new password, right, Trev?
What? I thought you did.
Did someone tell them that the password is Swordfish?
No, because if you fucking tell them, it'll get leaked.
Tell people Extreme Restraints so they can put it in their computer.
One of us should probably do that. Travis, why don't you handle that? You've been our main point of contact.
Okay, I will email them after this.
But don't email them.
Oh, God. I'll
anywhere. I'll wire them. The internet spiders are all over. They'll crawl anything.
So go visit, go shop, go get it wet.
Hi, this is Dave Hill, the Pride of Cleveland, reminding you to listen to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, what critics are already calling basically the greatest podcast of all time, and you can ask anyone. And what makes it even better is that it's now part of the incredible Maximum Fun Network, which is great for me. They sent me a t-shirt, and so far the sex has been incredible. Anyway, you can listen to it on iTunes or by going to MaximumFun.org, the popular website on the internet. Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. It's pretty much just like me making out with your ears or something. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I often find myself flying alone on trips. The problem comes when using the restroom at the airport. As a solo flyer, it's Mother's Day. Shut up. My only option is to take my carry-on bags with me into the bathroom. But then what? I hate putting my bags on the bathroom floor, but I don't see any other choice. Help me out, brothers. What can I do?
Well, I mean, real talk, aren't there usually, like, hooks on the back of bathroom stall doors?
This is a real issue, because finding a trusted confidant is the best option. But even then, how can you really trust anybody in this crazy world of ours?
The problem is, in this day and age, even if you do that, like, hey, we've just been having a nice conversation for the last 10 minutes, could you watch my bag? Like, instantly in an airport, everybody's butthole seizes up. And
you're like, oh, God, just like in Homeland. No.
I'm saying that, like, it's because that's the kind of thing that security guards at airports are on point for, people walking away from their bags.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're waiting
but at
for
the
it.
Same time, when you wheel that shit in the bathroom, and then there's an expensive businessman who sees you do that.
That businessman looks like he caused a pretty
hit. And he's like, oh, you bring your luggage in the bathroom, huh? You're going to make poop bags, because that's what it is now. That's that luggage that you got for graduation, that was new, now it's poop bags. Those are your poop bags now.
Never fly by yourself.
You can't. Nobody else can touch that handle now, because there was at least a 10-second period where you touch it with poop hands.
There was in the Charlotte airport, if you've spent as much time there as Griffin and I have over the years, you will know that there are attendants in the bathrooms. They are, by and large, the worst, because it is creating this false social system where I have had any problem with any part of this exchange over the past, you know, 3 decades. Like, I know my whole routine when I go in, I do not need someone handing me a paper towel, or more likely judging me for not washing my hands.
But they babysit your bags for you, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe that is the actual use of an attendant. You say like, hey, can you keep an eye on this? I'm taking the dude shoot to Poopy Town.
Right.
And he says like, no problem. I got this.
He would
for
say
you.
No problemo. Because he's cool.
What?
He's cool. Not because okay. I wasn't saying that not to because be racist. I'm saying it because okay. He was like, no problemo, chief. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And then you have to give him some money when you get out. Exactly. Like, that's the exchange you're making here.
What about lockers? What about bathroom lockers? You can put your effects in there. Oh, those keys, though. Never mind.
The shoe cradles at McDonald's Playplace.
That's exactly. I'm talking about a cubbyhole. I would want there to be some security, though. But there's no way to sterilize that security, if that makes sense. A keypad, even, with a new, like a pin that you have to recognize. Oh, those numbers would be so grubby. Oh, they would be grubby to the maximum degree.
Yeah, okay. Something's just occurred to me as I've been thinking about this problem.
What's that?
Unless I've missed something along the lines, when you enter an airport, mm-hmm. you go through very extensive security checks.
Yes.
So then why, once you're past that point, can't you leave your bag sitting around?
You should fucking...
Like, what are they afraid of has happened?
I actually have this thought, too, Travis. Like, if you... The sort... Like, there is not a cross-section of people who, A, have paid $400 to be in a building... And also are going to take a shot at stealing someone's suitcase. Like, that's not... that Venn diagram doesn't really line up. I know what you're saying. I've thought that often at an airport. Like, well, there's... I feel a little bit safer here because that's a pretty long grift if you're buying a plane ticket so you can get into a place and steal bags.
Well, I also think it's, like, the security thing. But it just seems to me like, hey, once you pass that point... Hey, you're it's like international waters, you know what I mean? You're cool. Like everybody's okay here. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bit I see the world as a little bit sunnier place where I trust people.
Yeah.
How about it, the world? Huh? Just think about it. Because I'd rather trust people than get poop on my bag.
Sure.
The end.
I guess the bigger question is why, when you go through security, why do they have to touch so many kid balls? Fucking weirdos. I'm just saying you got bomb-sized balls, kid. Let's see them.
Let's see them.
Just the
That's
balls,
a compliment.
Though.
That's a compliment. You have bomb-sized balls. Your balls are the bomb. Teddy, I got a new one. Your balls are the bomb. Write it down. I'm going to use that a lot over the next few months when I touch approximately 1,800 kid balls.
You notice
in
me not
1,800 kid
it
balls and 900
weeks.
Scrotums. It's going
to
be great.
Remind me to say it if I forget.
God, they're the worst. You guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah.
They're American heroes.
They are American heroes. Thanks for the security, but also the insecurity in some places.
And happy Mother's
Day. Can we stop, by the way, TSA, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, can we stop with the shoes now?
I think we're reaching a point where we can.
Grandparents and kids don't have to.
Right.
Which is like a crazy thing to say. There's no way you'd put them in your kid's shoes. Like, who would ever think of that? Oh, maybe a terrorist who knows you don't check those kids' shoes anymore.
Right.
Like, I think they could work out getting a kid.
Do you guys think that by answering this question, we are now on a watch list?
Definitely.
Okay.
Cool. Absolutely.
Yahoo,
we're on
question.
A lot of watch lists for this episode. We're on Patricia Heaton's watch list, that's for goddamn sure. And that is a list you do not want to be on. She will say some shit about you at the Golden Globes.
Hachi machi.
Hachi machi indeed. This Yahoo answer was sent in by Cal Skullthrop. Thanks, Cal. It's by Yahoo Answers user Soccerman, who asks.
I think it's pronounced Soccerman.
Soccerman, JP Soccerman asks. Can my parents sue me for breaking the window? I was playing Cracker with my younger brother, and I hit it and shattered the window. I'm 15.
Wait, was playing what now?
Cracker.
What is Cracker? What's that?
Have you ever heard of Skanky Biscuit?
Oh, I don't think it's the same thing. I hope it's not the same thing.
In the UK.
Skanky Biscuit broke the window.
in the UK. It's called Nasty Cracker. In the Mediterranean region, it's uh-oh, PETA. And
I like naughty non.
I was, god non, damn it. I was trying
you
to
beat
think,
me to it. I was going to say no. Damn it.
I don't know what cracker is, but the question is, can we bring lawyers into this? Can you sue a kid?
Do you remember the documentary North?
Yeah.
I feel like that's had a lot of... That's had a lot of legal precedent for this kind of thing.
Sure, yeah. Scalia frequently brings that up as a super precedent. Uh-huh. I know that kids can't go to jail, which is crazy. Just because they're younger, but they can still be little criminals. They can still be little murderers. Meanwhile, Jodi Arias, poor sweet little Jodi Arias, just because she's over 18, that's not right. Not my America.
What do you think should happen to Jodi Arias, who killed her boyfriend?
She's just so sweet and innocent and frumpy. She's frumpy now. She didn't used to be frumpy. She frumped herself up. Isn't that enough? Isn't that punishment enough?
Hasn't she been fully frumped out?
She's been frumped to the max.
She has to wear glasses.
She has to wear glasses enough. And her hair is brown now. This is, you have sucked the life out of her, CNN. Why can't we sue some kids, is the question. Because I have some kids. Oh, man, I have some kids I'd sue.
Who would you sue? Who would be the first kid you'd sue?
I saw Iron Man 3 last week, and I had to sit next to a kid. Mm-hmm. That kid, for sure, definitely.
Okay.
Let's just say the Alamo Drafthouse did not crack down on their no-talking law on this youth, which I guess they have an exemption for under 18s, which, again, is super fucked up. I paid my money, and I want to see all the movies.
I'm going to see all the movies. Can't you summon someone over? Can't you beckon and say, this kid's a pit?
I can do that if I want to fucking ruin this kid's life. This is all that he wants, is to see Iron Man 3. There was a lot of bouncing.
Is there a statute of limitations on this? Because there's a kid when I saw Harry Potter 7 Part 2 that was dressed as Harry Potter and loudly announced how it was different in the book every time something happened. Mm. But that was like, you know, 2 or 3, 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Is it too late to sue that
kid? You missed it. You missed your window. I think the window for kids suing is like a month, two, maybe, tops.
Mm. I would actually really appreciate that service. If I was in a movie theater watching Harry Potter 7 too.
Are you Timmy?
I'd forgot about that. Thanks, kid.
Are you Timmy Jenkins? We have some popcorn for you. Yeah, I'm Timmy Jenkins. Just kidding. You just got served. Nice try, bucko. Are you Timmy Jenkins? No, I'm Jimmy Rinkins. Ah, fuck. Got us. Next time.
Finally, a good reason for kids not to talk to strangers. They might be trying to serve you.
We got a present here for you. Oh, I'm not sure about it this time.
I'm going to need you to give it to my associate, please.
Hey, good news. You're going to go on the super toy run. Holy shit, I never thought it would happen to me. Just get in this van and you're at a court.
Right.
There's a court inside the van? Van court.
The court inside the super toy run. You take one turn left at the creepy crawlers and oops, mm-hmm. You're in court.
Oh, kid court.
This has been our advice show, my brother, and me. We sure hope that you've enjoyed listening to it nearly as much as we've enjoyed recording it. It's a genuine pleasure and an honor to do this show for you every week. And we love you so much, and thank you for continuing to listen. We have a new my brother, and me sampler. It's at bit.ly/mbmbam2013. So you can go check that out, and it's a great way to get people into the show so you can share it with them. It is a little heavy on dick stuff.
I don't think it's more dick. I feel like it is representative to the... See, this was before our switch to more neutral terms like Ginny Up. So I feel like now, yes, it is dick heavy for us. Now we are more equal opportunity genital discussioners. Mentalisters. We got a live show coming up at Max FunCon, so that'll be up later this month. Psyched about Max FunCon. Are you guys pumped?
Oh, so pumped.
Are you guys
hey, which reminds me, if you're going to be at Max FunCon, if you're going to be at our live show, Start sending in your questions now, and make sure to put in the subject line Max FunCon question, mm-hmm. so we can be sure to hit your question at the live show.
We should clarify that this is not an open to the public live show. This is a live show we're doing at Max FunCon, but you'll be able to hear the show probably our first episode of June when that goes up. It'll be a Max FunCon special.
We are talking about doing more live shows, though. We are making we are having more earnest discussions than we've had. all year, I would say.
The gears, they are a-turning.
Speaking of live shows, our buddies over at Throwing Shade are working on a tour right now. They have lots of dates kind of moving throughout the country. So go to you can go to throwingshade.com to check out upcoming shows, or it's on Max Fun.
And while you're on Max Fun, check out Throwing Shade. Check out Jordan Jesse Go. Check out Judge John Hodgman. Stop podcasting yourself. Check out all of the shows on there, because they're all super, super good. And if you guys are donors, you're helping pay for those shows. So go appreciate the comedy that you're helping to support.
One more thing. Tristan the Marine is shipping out soon. And so to send him off right, there's a kind of East Coast My Brother and Me meetup being put together in D.C. It's coming up. It's on May 25th. If you want all the information, just go to packyourbagsdc.eventbrite.com. That's Eventbrite, Brite.com. Go check it out.
I think people know how Eventbrite.
I don't know. I've never heard of Eventbrite, but I don't.
Well, that's because you don't get invited to shit.
God knows that's true.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song "It's a Departure" off the album "Putting the Days to Bed." It was, as much as I appreciated the new theme song that we used on 150, which, as many people we got saying that they loved it, we got as many people saying, "Please never, please don't use that again." I missed it.
You're crazy, by the way.
I missed the power start we get from "It's a Departure." So thanks, John Roderick. Thanks, the Long Winters. You're a very good band.
And if you would like your name, you know, a shout out to somebody that you love, or a shout out to your business or some such, you can get on the Money Zone just by going to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, and all the information is there. So help support the show, and we'll make funny jokes about you and your loved
ones. Please include a phonetic spelling of your fucking names, though. Jesus. Please.
Griffin, do you have one more question for us?
A final Yahoo. It was sent in by...
One to grow on, if you will.
Oh, it was sent in by Frederick Olson, the birthday boy. Thanks, Frederick. It's by Yahoo Answers user... Yo, yo, who asks? I want to join the Illuminati and become famous with basketball?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And it's been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad.
Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.